Now, are commercial property valuations here inflated? And is there a risk of a crash in the sector that could spread to other areas of the economy? In its financial stability review for the first half of 2023, the central bank has warned of risks to the commercial real estate market, which it says is coming under increasing pressure. It cites factors such as the rapid rise in interest rates, an increase in remote working, as well as weak demand from businesses in the tech sector. John McCartney, Director and Head of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, is with us in studio to discuss. Thanks for coming in, John.
Pleasure.
Now, the central bank is raising concerns over valuations of commercial property. We know there have been double-digit write-offs for many funds. Should we be worried?
Well, I think it's definitely the case that commercial property values are under pressure in most sectors of commercial property, not all, but in most sectors. But equally, the price point of commercial property investments in Ireland tends to be relatively low compared with other locations like London or New York or places like that, where you know, you're talking about very, very expensive assets. And therefore, there's very often not a huge amount of debt on these purchases. And as a result of that, I would say that the threat to financial stability is limited.
Let's look at some of the sectors. You say some are more exposed than others. Presumably office space, particularly with regard to tech businesses where we've seen a decline, would that be one of the main areas?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a coincidence of two things happening at the same time. On one hand, you've got a surge of supply. Last year was the biggest year for office completions in Dublin since before the global financial crisis. And we'll have a similar amount of space delivered this year, about 220,000 square metres. So there's a surge in supply based on effectively development decisions that were taken prior to COVID. And then on the demand side, there's two things happening, really. First of all, COVID itself was a catalyst for remote working and more recently hybrid working, which is reducing the amount of space per employee that employers are dedicating to their offices. And the second thing is, as you mentioned earlier, the tech sector has been really sitting on its hands and not leasing space in Dublin, reflecting the global shakeout in that sector over the last 18 months.
The four main real estate funds in the country, they've all written down the values of their portfolios in the last 6 months or so. If you don't think it's going to be crash scenario, for want of a better term, how bad can we expect the situation to get, or what does it look like in the real economy?
Yeah, well, I think the reason we don't expect it to be a crash is, if we take the office sector as a good example, we are having a supply peak, but it's not going to be a huge peak. You know, in 2007, we had 2008, we had over 300,000 square metres of space developed, and the demand had completely evaporated. At that time, we only had about 2.5 million square metres of standing stock. Today, we have much more standing stock, and we have a smaller amount being added to that. We're only going to have about 220,000 added this year. So the increase in supply, even though it's a peak, it's relatively limited. And then on the demand side, notwithstanding that the global economy is slowing because of rising interest rates, mm-hmm. we still do believe, based on the macroeconomic forecast, that Ireland will be an outperformer.
Okay, we'll leave it on that optimistic note. John McCartney, Director and Head of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, thanks for joining us this afternoon.